Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua has warned UDA leaders from disrespecting President William Ruto and instead they should make consultations. He said should there be an issue it should be raised through the laid down procedure, calling on elected leaders to listen to the residents instead of disrespecting them. Speaking at AIPCA Indigeno Church in Indaragua, Nyandarua County when he accompanied President Ruto, he said there was a need to respect all including the head of state. The leaders should go on the ground and listen to their electorate, he said as he warned UDA leaders against demonstrating disrespect. The leaders, he said, should give the head of state ample time to select his cabinet that must have persons of integrity and who will show respect to the Kenyans. I know the president will get the best workers and who will help him in the transformation of the nation, through initiating development programs, said the deputy president. He said our youth had been messed up with alcoholism and through your directive had been able to deal with the mess, but we need to put more efforts pleading with the president to ensure the illicit brews are not accepted back in shelves. In the mountain region, there is fear that the illicit brews are back after a decision was made to have the cheap liquor back. In Nyandarua the effect of the illicit brews is back and should be combated from all fronts, said Gachagua. Last week, I convened a meeting and those in charge of issuing letters to authorize the cheap liquor back could not attend the forum. Eradication of illicit substances, he added, remains the celebrated program in the country. The elected leaders behind the return of the cheap liquor will be voted out in the next election. I will name and shame them, said the deputy president. In Mathira constituency, Gachagua expressed his displeasure over the local MP Eric Wamumbi for having allowed the reopening of the closed liquor outlets.